Okay, let's begin. Tes Zayin Amabez, two dots, second to last line. So again, today's the last installment of the Yud Ches Dvarim. We've done about half of them already, and we have a couple more before we get to the next Mishnah. Ve'idach Mayhi, second to last line. Ve'idach, and the others, Mayhi, what are the others, Yud Ches Dvarim? Ditznan, so the first one that we're going to have about four or five of them today. So what's the next of the Yud Ches Dvarim? Ditznan, as it says in the Mishnah, in Ahalos, Kala Metaltzlin Mevienes Atuma Ba'ovi Hamardeya. All Metaltzlin, all Kalim, movable objects, can bring Tuma to the other side of the Kli, Ba'ovi Hamardeya. With the thickness of a Mardeya is like a saddle. Of an animal. What's going on here? It's just one line of introduction. It's a concept called Tumas Ohel, which is a couple of ways that there could be Tumas Ohel can be created. Either if something and a mace is under the same roof, then that's one way to create Tumas Ohel. Or if I am Ma'ahil, if I am over a mace, then I create an Ohel and I'm Matami Tumas Ohel. Or if the mace is over me. So that's also Tumas Ohel. Those are three cases of Tumas Ohel. But the halacha is that Mida Oraisa for something, let's say, how big does something have to be on top to be called an Ohel in order to make the other thing under the roof Tame? Let's say I have a, just because this is how the Gemara formulates it, a circular Kli. I have a circular tray. How big, and there's a mace or a piece of a mace under part of that tray, and there's a spoon under the other part of that tray. How big does the tray have to be in order to bring the tumah from the mace to the spoon? Mida oraisa, it has to have the diameter of a tefach. That's the halacha. It has to be rachbo tefach. It has to be the diameter of a tefach. Says this Mishnah, the Tanakama, Kol Matazal Mevinas Atumah Ba'Ovi Hamardeya. Even if the circular tray on top is less than a tefach width, as long as it has a circumference of a tefach, that's also mitameh, the thing that's under it, midrabanan. That's the halacha of the Tanakama. Kol Metaltalin Mevinas Atumah Ba'Ovi Hamardeya. Metaltalin, this circular kli on top, can bring tumah. And Rashi explains, based on the Gemara in a few lines from now, the tray on top can bring the tumah to the other thing, to the spoon on the other side under the tray from the mace, even if its circumference is a tefach, even though its width is only a tefach, right? Because if you have a circumference of a tefach, then the diameter is going to be less than a tefach, right? The circumference is bigger. So that's the halacha of the Tanakama. Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, and again, we're going to get to the Din Rabbanan explicitly in a minute. Rabbi Tarfon says, Akapeach es b'ni, my son should be cut off. Rashi on top. Mitzayr haya al Torah hamishtakachas. He was so upset that they got the halacha wrong. He was bitzar. He was cursing himself. Oyef, this is so wrong. My son should be taken away from me. The person who heard this halacha got it wrong. So I'm going to point out, how can it be mekal atzmo? It's an issur d'oraisa to be mekal atzmo. Shulchan Aruch, it says you're not allowed to be mekal somebody else. You're not allowed to be mekal atzmo. So maybe Rashi doesn't mean it literally. He just means he was upset. So akev heches b'ni, my son should be cut off. Shezu halacha b'kupachas. This is a cut off halacha. This halacha is not true. Shoshama shomayavatah. The person who heard this halacha heard a story and made a mistake in the interpretation of the story. What was the story? What happened? Ha'ikar over, there was a sharecropper or a farmer that was walking by, umardo'o al-ksefo, and the saddle, which I gave the example of the circular cleat, but let's say the saddle is kind of circular, was on his shoulder, the iotzido achas al-hakever, and part of the saddle was sticking out from his shoulder. So the part that was sticking out, let's say he was walking next to a cemetery, it went under a mace. So this saddle was ma'ahil, was an ohel over the mace, so the tumah went up to the saddle. Timu oso mishum kelim ma'ahilim ala mace, and the chachamim were mitame the saddle as being an ohel on top of a mace. Says Rabbi Tarfon, that's the story of what happened, and that's a din to oraisa. Mean to oraisa, the ohel itself does not have to have any shear. Right, let's say a person puts his hand over a mace. That's a tiny amount. That's not the right. So that's going to be Tami Midoraisa, the oil itself. Rabbi Tarfon says, though, that the Tanakama got it wrong in that he said that you don't need the tefach on top with not only to make that tefach, that kli atop tameh, but he says you don't even need that to make the what's on the other side underneath the ohel tameh. Rabbi Tarfon says they got it wrong. The story was only that you don't need such a big kli on top in order to make that kli itself tameh, but to be maybe the tumah to the other side for the person, let's say underneath. For the person underneath, the mace was only under one side of the mardeya, and the person's on the other side of the mardeya, so the Tanakhama says that the person is tummy for 7 days. So Rabbi Tarfon says, that's not true. Rabbi Tarfon says, the kli is tummy for 7 days. The person, and Rashi explains, the person's only tummy for 1 day. That's nigia with an ol mace. That's not ol mace, because that's not big enough. As we said, midoraisa, the ol has to have a diameter, has to be the width of a tefach. So that's where Rabbi Tarfon says, the Tanakhama got it wrong. There's no din d'rabbanan here. This isn't one of the Yudches Dvarim. Right, there's no din d'rabbanan here. There's a din d'oraisa that the ohel itself, even if it's not a tefach wide, becomes tameh. The thing underneath the kli, the mardeya that's less than a tefach, that's tumas negia, which is a din d'oraisa. Right, because let's think about it. Remember, the mace itself is a grandfather of a tumah, avi avos. Go up one. The ohel itself is an avatumah. So a person can become a tummy from an avatumah. We said a person in Caleb can become tummy from an avatumah. They can't become tummy from a rishon latumah. So there, he's going to become tumas negiyah, but it's not ol because it's not a tefach. So that's why Rabbi Tarfon says this opens the rabbanon here. So I'm Rabbi Kiva. So no, Rabbi Kiva says ani asakin sheyudivrei chacham kayavim. Let me explain what the Tanakhama meant. Sheyu kol metatlam neviyin as a tumah ala adam shenosi osan bovi amardeya v'al atzman b'chol shehein v'al shar adam v'kelim b'posiach tefach. Rabbi Akiva says you're right. Mida oraisa, you need that tefach width on top of the circular kli in order to bring the tumah. But you know what? There's a gzeira here. There's a din d'rabbanan here. You know why? Because people are going to know that, let's say, remember the case. You have the saddle on top, the tumah on the one side, and the person on the other side, the person carrying it. People are going to know that this guy is tummy mida oraisa. They're going to know that because they're going to see, he's going to go to the mikvah. They know he's tummy mida oraisa. Are they going to, so what kind of tumah, they're going to say, why is he tummy mida oraisa? Is it Ohel? Is it Negiyah? They might get confused. We know it's Negiyah. That's the Din D'oraisa. But they might say, hey, look at him. He's tummy because of the Mardeya, the Ohel that's on top of him. And that Ohel on top has a circumference of a Tefach and not a width of a Tefach. So it must be, people might say, that Tumas Ohel is only 1 day. And that's wrong. That's why Chazal had to make the Din D'Rabbanan that even if Mida Oraisa, again, the Ohel is only a circumference of a Tefach, but the diameter is not a Tefach, so really Mida Oraisa, it can't bring Tumah to the other thing that's under it. It can only bring Tumas Negiyah, right? The person can be tummy for 1 day, but because we're worried that people from the outside will see this and they'll think it's Tumas Ohel, and they'll see that he goes to the mikvah that day, they might think that all Tumas Ohel is only for 1 day, and that's a big problem. So that's why Chazal, in this case, this is the Din D'Rabbanan, one of the Yudches Dvarim, they said that this person is going to be Tameh for 7 days. Even though the Ohel on top is not really the correct shear for the Din D'Oraisa, still they're going to be Metameh. Okay, so that is the Din D'Rabbanan. Now the Gemara just explains a little bit what we've said before, based on Rashi. V'yamar Abyanai, Umardeya Sha'amru, the Mardeya, the saddle that we're talking about, Ein Ba'abyo Tefach, the thick, the width, and the diameter is not a tefach, but the circumference is a tefach. The gozer ala kefo bishem avyo, and the regozer on hekefo bishem avyo. Again, people might think that this is tumas ol because they'll know this idea that you need a. I didn't explicate this before. They'll know this idea that you need a tefach on top with something, but they won't realize that midaraisa you need the tefach for the diameter, not the circumference. But they'll say there's a tefach there. It must be ol, and it's only 1 day. That's a problem. So that's why we're gozer. Hakevo mishum tefach, and that's why midrabanan that person will require 7 days of tahara. So that's midrabanan. Look at that. If somebody's tumas mace midrabanan, somebody's tumas mace midrabanan. L'chora, I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure, but what is that considered? Is an isser to use Afar para not for tumah d'oraisa? I don't know if there's an avera of such. You know, I don't. So you could use it. Although we had a couple of days ago, we had a bigger problem about how the chachamim could suffic tumah tell you to burn truma. Burning truma is a problem. Because let's say the diameter of a circle from one side of the circle to the other side going straight across, that's a shorter measurement than the circumference, the surface area of the outside of the circle. So mida araisa, you need a tefach in the diameter, in going from one point of the circle onto the other side. And if that's a tefach, then the circumference is going to be bigger than a tefach.
But that's very small.
Right, in achinami.
Falls in
correct, correct.
So, what's the big discussion?
So let's say a mardea, they're talking about a mardea. This is pretty small. Some little thing that you put on top of an animal to sit on. You're right, anything bigger than that, the whole thing's not going to apply. The whole din d'rabbanan is by this very small kli. Very small kli. Okay. Similar question to what we asked previously. According to Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon of the Mishnah argues on this whole Din Rabbanan. So if he argues, so again, you got to fill in something else into the 18, if he's missing one. So, Amar Nachum Yitzchak, Afnos Kizu Nidos Meiri Sazon, Bova Yom Gazru. Exactly the one that we substituted in yesterday for another Shita that rejected our suggestion. He holds of the Bnos Kusim, the fact that the non-Jewish girls are considered Nidos, literally from their crib. But by Yom Gazru says they're considered nidos even from day one that they're born. So that's the Din D'Rabbanan that he adds in. Just like yesterday, the Din D'Rabbanan that Rabbi Yossi added in was that. But in order to put it together, so he doesn't have one extra, the end of yesterday's year, when we spoke about that a machlokas about putting the cup under the gutter, machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yossi argued on that, so he had to add in Benos Kusim. So we're just saying, Rabbi Tarfon doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, he's allowed to add in Benos Kusim. He didn't add it in yet. So that's how it works out. So far, that everybody's going to have the same number. Okay. Next, two dots. Ve'idach. What is the next of the Yirchas Dvarim? You'll see, I'm sure you lost track, as I did, but you'll see at the end of the Gemara, Rashi's going to add it all up. Ve'idach. What's the next one? Habotze Lagat. Again, the Gemara referred to this case before on Daf Tesvav. Habotze Lagat. Let's say you are gathering your grapes in order to use them for your wine press. So we mentioned a few days ago the halacha of Hechsher Lekabel Tumah. In order for something, a grape, a fruit, some type of vegetable that grows from the ground, in order for it to be able to become Tumah after it is detached, once it's still, if it's still attached to the tree, it can't become Tumah. Mechuber can't become Tumah. But let's say it gets detached, so what has to happen in order for it to become Tumah? One of the seven liquids has to touch it, make it wet, and even if it gets dry afterwards, it's still already hukshalakabotum. Fine. So let's say somebody is gathering grapes, and, oh, that's haktoma point number one. Haktoma point number two, the liquid has to go onto the fruit lirotzon. It has to be based on the willingness of the owner. So those are the 2 points of heksher. So says the Mishnah, habotzer lagas, if somebody collects grapes, he's going to put them into a basket, and there's going to be some grape juice that oozes out without his control, and it's going to go on the floor, it's going to go to waste. So Beishamai still says there, Shamai Omer Hokshar. Shamai still says there, it's Hokshar, even though you don't really want this to ooze out because it's going to go to waste. It's still Hokshar. That's the Din D'Rabbanan, which we're going to get to why he makes that Gzeira in a few minutes. The Hillel Amar Lohokshar, Hillel says, no, it's going to the floor. What are you talking about? Hillel once said to Shammai, why are you botzer batara? Botzer is the verb used for gathering grapes. So you, Shammai, just told me that if the grape juice oozes out, it's going to make the grapes hukshel akabal tumah. So therefore, you, Shammai, only use tahar kalim when you gather grapes. So why is it when it comes to grapes you say you have to use tahar kalim, but when it comes to olives, moskin is the same verb, is the parallel verb as botrin, but it just refers to gathering olives. So by gathering olives though, you Shammai don't say that it's hukshar lekabel tumah, and you say the oil that oozes out by itself, it goes to the garbage, it's not hukshar, you don't have to worry about using tahar kalim for oil. So why are you only worried about the grapes and not about the oil? Amar Lei says Shammai im takni teini goes rani al tumah afal masika. If you keep bothering me, Hillel, I'm going to make vixera even on the oil, even on the shemen. So you stop bothering me. Very interesting line that Shammai would say such a thing. If you stop, I'm going to make a. What do you mean make vixera? If the reason doesn't apply, the reason doesn't apply. So the Ben Yehoyada, one of the great mafreshim on Agada, he notes here that that the svara is, it's not that he's just saying he's getting upset. But the point is that there's a reason why he's machalik between oil and grapes, masika and betzira. But obviously, Hillel is not understanding it. So what Shammai is really saying is that if you, Hillel, the Gadol Hadar, the Chacham Shebedar, you don't understand the chilik course, the Hamon Am is not going to understand the Chelek, so I'm going to have to make a Gzeira on both, because they're not going to be able to differentiate. That's what he means. That's just not mean I'm going to get upset at you, so I'm going to take away everything. I'm going to go with time out, and this is going to be, you're not going to be able to do anything. The point is that if you don't understand this Halacha, if you keep bothering me and not accepting my Chelek, I'm going to have to, because I see that the Hamon Am is not going to be able to distinguish. So what happens? So we don't, why, what's the reason for the Chelek? The Gemara doesn't say. We'll get to that in a minute. So not so cherub the base hamedrash. What happened? They put a sword at the door to the base medrash, amru, and they said hanichnas yikani. Whoever wants to come in, fine. The hayotze al yetze, but nobody's allowed to go out. But also hayom hayehilo kafuf yoshef v'shamai keechman atalmidim. And on that day, Hillel was kafuf. He was bent over literally, and in front of Shammai, like one of the talmidim. But hayakasha liYisrael kiyom shenasa voegel. Pretty strong lashon. It was as difficult for Israel as the day that the Chet HaEgel took place. And even after that whole discussion, the Gzeira was not accepted. But the Talmidim, the Beishar and Beishar, they voted, and that's when it was accepted, and that's one of the Yudches Dvarim. So a couple of points on here. What's the sword? They put the sword at the base madras. So Rashi here says in the first wide line, Lefisha Yerotzin Lamod B'minyan. Because they wanted to have a vote, so they didn't want anybody to leave. What's they put? They put a sword every time that they wanted to have a vote. Nobody's allowed to leave. So what's going on here? So the Chassab Sofer here quotes a Yerushalmi. Chassab Sofer quotes a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Beis Shammai waited at the bottom and didn't let the Talmidei Hillel out. So what do you mean? That doesn't sound so fair. So explains the Chassab Sofer. I think this is his reading of the Yerushalmi. That usually in the world there were more Beis Hillel than Beis Shammai. That's what usually happens. That's why we pass like Beis Hillel for various reasons. But usually there were more Beis Hillel and they outnumbered. But it just so happened that this day, Mikomako, Badarvish, these Gzeros, some of the Talmidim of Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai Svara. But that day, they agreed. You see the next day that they all agreed. But at least that day, they all agreed. Some of the Talmidim of Hillel agreed. So what happened? So they were having this discussion. The Talmidim of Shammai saw that some of the Talmidim of Hillel agreed with them and they said, okay, it's time to vote. But what was about to happen? The Talmidim of Hillel weren't going to cross party lines. They were going to abstain. They weren't going to vote. Okay, I don't want Hillel to lose. Talmidim of Hillel to lose. So I'm going to go out. So I won't vote. I'll abstain. So Hillel's going to. So Beis Shammai says, no way. You can't leave now. We're going to finally win something. So therefore, you have to. So they went down and said they didn't let him out. They put a sword by the door of the base medrash. What does that mean? They didn't let him out because they said, you have to vote with us. Right? Just because, you know, you can't do that. And that's what he says. They didn't want to make Hillel lose. They wanted to leave. And Shammai got up. So that's why they said you can't go out. Okay, that's what it means that they stuck the sword in the floor. It's interesting also, the day Kiyom Shanasa Bo Egel. Different Mepharshim explain why is that tough. That maybe it means just like Aaron, a Kohen was the God of Hadar and they didn't really... They were mochek kind of on him, so Talmidim of Hillel is parallel. But interesting, I saw the Shem Sonim Malacha quotes Shulchan Aruch. I wasn't familiar with the Shulchan Aruch, so it's not my Bekiyas. In the Siman Tav Kuf Pei, the last Siman in Hilchas Tainus, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Elu Yamim She'eru Bahem Saros Labo Seinu. These are the days that certain sorrows happened to our forefathers. V'roilis Anos Bahem. And it's roy to fast on these days, even though we don't. V'yavo Bisha Miksasam Rosh Chodesh. Yesh Bishom She'is Anabo, even though some are Rosh Chodesh. So what are these days? There's about 25 days listed here, which most of us have not heard of. Be'echad b'nisan mesu b'nei Aaron. We're not to fast on that day. Be'asara bo mesa Miriam. Be'chav vav bo mesa Yeshua ben Nun. Be'asara b'iyar, coming up tomorrow, today? It's today, Asara Iyar. Mes Eli ha-Kohen u'shnei banav v'nishba Aaron Hashem. Anybody fasting? Well, so far we'll be mekayim this. What? So it could be a lot more days. B'chav chesbo meishmuel hanavi. Again, I have a whole list. What's the last one after the 25? Right, it quotes Zayin Adar. And B'tisha ba'adar nechluku beis Shammai ubeis Hillel. That's what it says. Referring to our Gemara. Right, kasha yom ki yom shenasa bo egel. Right, so again, it doesn't explain. That's all the line, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, they don't explain it at all. But that's, it's based on this Gemara, l'chora. Right. So maybe it was because they used these strategies to force it to stay in. It wasn't adopted that the Svara was wrong. The Svara was correct, but still they shouldn't have used these tactics in order to get the vote. Right. Sounds like voting bizman hazeh. Okay. Okay. So what is the svara, by the way, to be mechalik between grapes and olives? The Gorin never answers that. Shammai says, you don't understand the svara. Tosas in the bottom explains, Tosas goes rani. No, the point is because grape juice is called grape juice right when it comes out. It's already chashav amashke. But oil, when it comes out, it's not really ready. It's just like, not a pure substance. That's what Tosfos says, is the chum. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So what's the halacha? This din d'rabbanan is that Beis Shammai was gozer that when the grape juice comes out of these grapes, it's machshir l'kabel tuma, even though you don't want it to come out, midah raisa is just going le'ibud, it's going through the basket on the floor. So you don't want the stuff to come out, so midah raisa, it shouldn't make the grapes able to become tamei. Midrabanan it does. The question is, what's the reason for that gzeira? So the Gemara has three possibilities what the reason is for the gzeira. Back to the Gemara, about 10 lines up. My time, huh? Number one. Amar ze'iri amar bechanina gzeira shem yifzerenu bekubos tameos. Maybe you'll be going to be gathering in tamei baskets. Oh, this is a new principle, which we're going to see is a major machlokas in a minute. There's one shita out there that says, let's say you are gathering something in a tamei basket, or a tamei anything. And the liquid that really you didn't want to come out, this liquid, right? This mashke that shouldn't be called mashke because it wasn't l'ratzon. If that touches something that's tamei, then that liquid, which is not halachically liquid yet, but it's something, that liquid becomes tamei. Because it becomes tamei, it's so chashuv, therefore it's makshir l'kabel tuma, even without real ratzon. Again. The only time that liquid coming out of a fruit is called a halachic mashke, in terms of its power to make something else become tame, to give something else the ability to become tame. Again, the only way that something is machshir l'kabel tuma is if you want it to come out. But there's one exception, says the shita. If this liquid, after it comes out, touches something that's tame, and it becomes tame itself, that itself gives it chashibus. And therefore, it's machshir l'kabel tuma, even though you didn't want it to come out. That's a daya. That's called, right, the word is going to quote it, kli tamei choshev mashke. A kli that's tamei is machshiv the mashke in order to be mashke, even though you didn't want it to come out. So says, with that background, so what's the line that we just said? Rabbi Chanina says, you know what the reason is why it's machshir l'kabel tuma? Because, even though it's going to come, because maybe you'll use a tamei kli. If you use a tamei basket, so then that's going to be, whether you liked it or not, that's going to touch the grape juice that squeezes out, and that's going to be tamei your grapes. So that's why we always say it's going to be machshir midrabanan, even if you don't use a tamei kli. So that's Amar Rabbi Chanina gzeira shem yifzerenu bekubos tameos. Says the Gemara, Hani chol man dabar kli tamei chashiv mashket shaper. So I understand that according to this man, the Amar, who holds of that chiddush, that a kli tamei, something that's a kli that's tamei choshev, is machshiv mashkin, the mashkin that it was just matamei. But if you don't hold to that principle, so then, you know, what's pshat? So again, Rashi here says, Eini Odeya. Right? There's another one of these Rashi's like we had on the previous Omen. Eini Odeya, hey, I don't know where this machlokas is. And again, the Gilead Hashah says, look what I wrote in Brachos, says Zion. I listed off the 25 cases where Rashi says this. And again, Bali Tosa say, there's a Tosefta. So it's unclear exactly what Rashi, what the discussion is. El Amar Ze'iri, Amar Chanina, second Shita. Second suggestion, what the reason is, gzeira shemi yifzerenu bakupos mizufafos. Maybe, the gzeira is, maybe the person will gather in a kli, which is, zufafos is like, pitched and tarred on the bottom, which doesn't have any holes in it. Meaning in that case, that it is l'ratzon. Right? It is. You want the grape juice to come out because it is collecting. It's not just going out to the garbage. So because sometimes you might use a basket which doesn't have a hole in it, where it goes there, even if the basket does have a hole in it, that grape juice that always comes out is always machshir, because people might get confused. Rava Amar, I'm sorry, there are four reasons, not three. Rava Amar, number three, Gzeir Mishum Hanoshchos. Gzeir Mishum, Noshchos literally is to bite. Literally, so Rashi, the way Rashi explains it is that sometimes you'll have a couple of clusters in the basket that are touching, and they are intertwined, they're not just touching. So that when you separate them, some of the grapes will squeeze against their friends, and some grape juice will come out in that case. In other words, you will be doing an action, a maisa biadayim, that's going to cause liquid to come out. And Rashi there explains that even though your kavana is not to get the grape juice out, because the vada, your action, is leading to the juice coming out, that's halachically called l'ratzon. Ein l'ratzon means if it happens automatically, memela. But if you're doing a maisa, you have these grapes that are connected, and you're going to separate them, and the juice is going to come out, that case is for sure going to be machshir. So that's why we're gozer in all cases where the grape juice comes out.
It sounds a little bit like separation.
Excellent. So Yoni says, it sounds a little bit like Psik Reisha. If you look at the bottom two lines of Rashi, Ukshabala hafrida nischat hamashka alehen, when you separate them, the mashka squeezes out on them, v'kivan to'ovid biyadayim below efshar, below schita, mikshar. Because it's impossible without schita, it's mikshar. If you look, there's a rush, and this is quoted in all the Psik Reisha sugyas, we've spoken about it a lot, two different ways to understand Psik Reisha. Why, if on Shabbos, you do act A, which will provide that cause act B, that's going to be an Isra Daraisa. I know the light is on in my fridge. I'm going to do act A, opening the fridge, which is a mutter act. I know that's vada going to cause act B. The light's going to go on, that could be Isra Daraisa, because that's the halacha of Psik Reisha. The Russian Machshirin, when he's talking about this halacha, about Hukshar L'Kabal Tuma, that something could be automatically, he says, just like you find in Malacha Shabbos, even if you don't have Kavana, it's considered ki'ilu hiskavein, which is one of the pshatim of Rabbi Chanan about the two ways to understand Psik Reisha. But in Achinami, they quote this connection, this svara. So there is no principle of Malach Shabbos is usually a chumra. So in the chiddush is that it even applies in Shabbos. It already qualifies for Malach Shabbos. For Hukshar L'Kabal Tuma, you don't need Malach Shabbos. It's even less of a standard. There are some times where we saw Malach Shabbos is a chumra. Most of the time it's a kula though. Okay, Rav Nachman Amar, fourth possibility of why Beis Shammai was gozer on this grape juice coming out that it's Hukshar L'Kabal Tuma. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Avua, Pa'amim Sha'adam Holech L'Karmo, sometimes people go to their vineyard, Leidai Mi'igiyu Anavim L'Betzir Olo, to know if their grapes are ripe or not, if they're ready to be gathered. V'notel Eshkel Anavim L'Sochto, what do I do sometimes? I take one cluster, and I squeeze some grape juice out to see how the grape juice is, to test it. U'mizale Falgavi Anavim, and that grape juice sprinkles on to the other grapes, and that liquid is laratzon, right? Because I want to see if it's going to be ripe, so I want the liquid to come out. So that, in that case, it is laratzon, and sometimes ubishas betzira adayin mashka tofeach aleim. Sometimes I'll see that it's ripe, and then I'm going to gather the other grapes, and the liquid, the grape juice, will still be on those other grapes, and those grapes are really midaraisa hukshul kabal tuma, because it has liquid that was laratzon, that it came out and went on them laratzon. So that's why, because of that case, again, where it goes there in all cases, that grape juice that comes out of grapes is Hukshar L'Kabal Tuma. So these are four reasons for this Din D'Rabbanan of why, when you have Bocha Lagat, if you gather the grapes and then some grape juice comes out, even though it's going to go to the floor, but because it touched the grapes in the interim, it's Mashu those grapes L'Kabal Tuma.
Even though they're attached to the ground?
No, it says b'shas b'tzira, when you bow to them and then it's separated from the ground. It's still going to have the water on it. It's still going to have the water on it. Sorry? Right. No, but all the deos are saying, even if it has holes in it, and even if it's tahar, we're still going to be b'shas b'tzira kabal tuma. All the deos. The idach, what's another one of the 18? Omar tevi rishba, Omar Shmuel, turning over, you died of a maze. The next interrabbanan is as follows. See, we're almost finished. Af gidulei truma truma. The halacha is gidulei truma. Let's say I have something that's truma. So truma mida araisa is just chazer hilchas truma for a second. Mida araisa, if Yisrael, if a czar eats truma, he's chayv misa b'dei shemayim. If a kohen eats truma, he does a mitzvah, right? And he makes a bracha. Shekin shavu zvanu lechol zat truma. It's a mitzvah araisa for him to eat truma. Mitzvah araisa for him to eat truma tahora. Truma temeya. There's an isser. He's not allowed to eat it, but he's allowed to get hana'a from it. Hana'a's kiloi. Let's say he could use it for firewood and get benefit from it, but he's not allowed to eat it. Truma temeya. So says Shmuel, af gidulei truma truma. The dinder rabbanan is, midir rabbanan, we say that, let's say somebody plants truma, what grows from that truma is also called truma. That's the dinder rabbanan. Midir raisa, it's not. Midir raisa, it's panim chadashas ba'alakan. It's not truma. Midir rabbanan, we say whatever grows from truma is truma. Boba Yom Gazru. That also was, that mission in Trumas was also decreed that day. My time. So what's the reason for that then? Amar Rabbi Chanina, Gezer Mishum Tahora, Truma Tahora B'Yad Yisrael. What's gonna happen, maybe? A Yisrael, maybe, will be Mafrish Truma. He's going to take off Truma to give to the Kohen. But then he's gonna get cold feet. I don't wanna give this to the Kohen. Look, it's 140th, 150th, 160th, whatever you're gonna take off. I can't give this to the Kohen. So what do you, I have an idea. I'm gonna plant it in the ground. And then when it grows again, look how much I'm going to get. It's going to be chulin. Midaraisa is chulin. It's not truma anymore. So we're worried that this Yisrael, who was mafresh the truma, he's going to put it into the ground and make it grow. So we say, even the truma that grows is called truma. So it's not going to work. And that's going to prevent the Yisrael from doing this. Any questions on that? Anything bother you? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, we're so choshe that a person is going to do this? So Afrishin Amin Lo Afrishin, they're not going to take it off in the first place. They're not going to be mafrish. Wait, we're worried about a Russia here. So what kind of takana are we making? Kiva de'efshel lemevet chita achas kita Shmuel. Since we know that Shmuel holds, and this is what we paskin, that you can even take off one tiny chita. Rashi here quotes the line, the last wide line. Chita achas min hakri. Shita Shmuel is chita achas poteres es hakri. One chita, one piece of wheat is all you need to make, to take the, away the shame tevel, to make the field able to be eaten. Right, Shuma, there's no shir mida araisa of Shuma. Right, the shir mida rabbanon is 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, it depends if you have ayin yafeh, ayin ra, ayin beinonis. But really, you only have to have one chita taken off. So this guy that we're talking about here, obviously, he's not going to replant it for one chita. He's not going to have cold feet for that. So it must be to off the normal amount. If you took off the normal amount, so what are we talking about? A guy's going to take off the normal amount and then plant it? That's the type of zero we're talking about here? Velo kavid, hemuni mehemni. Right, so therefore, once he took off, then we have to give him nemanis that he's not going to do this. So that can't be the reason for the gzeira. We'll get back to Shmuel in a minute. El gzeira mishum truma temeya biyad kohen. No, forget the first possibility of truma tahora biyad Yisrael. It's about truma temeya biyad kohen. What's going to happen? A kohen's going to have truma, and that is going to become tame oive. So he can't eat it anymore. So he's going to be really upset. So what's he going to do? Dilma mashi legabe v'asleyet takala. Maybe he's going to wait for, let's say, the springtime to plant it and then get chulin that grows, and then he can do whatever he wants with this chulin. But we're worried that in the interim, he's going to come to eat it. Right? He's not going to be violating the rice anything there, but he might come to eat it. So therefore, because he might come to eat it in the interim, we say, you know what? Even if he's going to plant it, it's going to have the same halacha as truma. So that's why we prevent him from doing that. There is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos on this last line. What does, so you plant the truma temeya, so it grows. And that's going to prevent the kohen from doing that. So what halacha does this stuff that grows have? So Rashi says, it has the halacha of truma temeya. Truma temeya, you plant it, it's truma temeya. That's what Rashi says, and that's how it's going to prevent it, because he didn't get anywhere. Tosfos says, no, there's a Gemara in Pesachim that says that if you plant even truma temeya, it becomes truma tahora. It's truma, but it's truma tahora. So says Tosfos, that's still, though, a prevention tactic. Even though it's not going to remain Truma Temeya, but still the Kohen wants it Chulin, because there's not such a demand for Truma Tahora. You know, it doesn't sell much on the market, right? You have very low demand, it's only Kohanim, right? You know your economic graphs, right? If you have a low demand, then the price is going to be very low. So even Truma Tahora is going to be a hindrance if you keep it, give it that status. Chulin, that's what he really wants it to be. So that's not going to work. But Sosa said the Didr Rabbanan is still going to exist, just going from Hana'a to Achila. That's what's basically going to change. From Truma Tameya, when he can get Hana'a, to Truma Tahora, he's going to be able to eat it. That's still going to prevent him from saving it so much. He would only do it if he could get Chulin. That's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos on the last line. Just 2 points on this Gemara that we just did. Number one is, again, on this last line, and then we'll say one on beforehand, there's a Sfas Emes on this last line of the Gemara that quotes, there's a machlokas later on Shabbos, on Daf Chaf Hei. What are you supposed to do with Truma Temeya? It says you have to destroy it. So Tosfos says there that you have to burn it. You have to burn it. There's even the Mishnayis at the end of Temura, Me'ila, I don't remember exactly which Shabbos at the end of Temura. Right, it lists us all the things that have to be buried and all the things that have to be burned. And one of the things that have to be burned is Truma Temeya, Bahadi Hanisrafin. Right, so it says you have to burn it. But Rashi there seems to say that you could be, it's like Tashbisu. You could destroy it, Hashpasa B'chol Davar. Not like Rabbi Yehuda, who says you have to burn Chametz, but you have to destroy it in any way. That's what Rashi seems to say. And Tosfos leaves Rashi B'tzarachin, and he doesn't understand Rashi. You can destroy Truma Temeya in any way. Let's treat this Rashi. The Sfas Emes says our Gemara is a smach for Rashi. That you can destroy Truma in any way. Why? Because what does it say here? The Truma Temeya that the Kohen has, we're going to make a Gzeira that he shouldn't keep it in his house. Why? Because he might come to eat it. Why don't we say because he might not fulfill his mitzvah of burning it? There's a mitzvah to burn it. So what do you mean he might not come to eat it? Right? So he might come to eat it. So the Sfas Emes says it must be that there's no mitzvah to burn the Truma Temeya. To destroy it anyway, to put it into the ground, you bury it, that's also destroying it. So he says this Gemara is a smach, not a raya brura, but it's a smach for Rashi that Truma Temeya, the halakha is just you have to get rid of it in any way, and not dafka having to burn it. Fine. But there is one thing I also wanted to say, and then we'll go to the next one, and that is, the Gemara here quoted Shmuel, the Schinnish of Shmuel. Again, the Yesod from today's Shir, out of the many Yesodas, Shmuel holds Chita Achas Poteris Zakri. Really, all the Dinim Midrabanan have taken 140th, 150th, 160th, the Mishnais and Trumas. Those of you who are learning Mishnais Yomi, I think you probably did Trumas already. Right? So then, that Halach is a Didrabanan. They have different Shir for the baker. Well, I'm sorry, they're right, for Challah, not for Trum, I'm sorry, for Challah. But anyway, that's all Didrabanan. Midaraisa Chita Achas Poteris Zakri. There is a known note to be Yehuda. And a comment on the Noda Yehuda. The Noda Yehuda says, and in Shuv and Yeredeya Simin Reish Aleph, V'yishli lomar bazeh davar chadash lo kadmani bazeh shum mefarishu posek. I have to davar chadash to say nobody's ever said this before. V'hu, to be able to say that is interesting. He says, V'hu zeh, this is my chiddush. There are two aspects of the mitzvah of truma, of Hafrash's truma. Two aspects. There's a mitzvah called tikun hakri. One aspect is that when you take off truma, you're misakein, you're fixing what's left in your field. It's not tevel anymore. And number two is there's a mitzvah sinisina. There's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. Two aspects. And there are differences between the two. Again, tikun hakri, nisina l'kohen. Says the Noda Yehuda. When Shmuel said that chita achas poteres is a kri, that one little chita is enough to make your field not tevel, that's only fulfilling aspect one. What, you give one little piece of wheat, here kohen, here you go. What, that's the mitzvah of nisina l'kohen? It's crazy. The Noda Yehuda says, when the Shmuel chita achas poteres is a kri, that's what the words say. It pats the kri you're allowed to eat from. It's misukan. It's not tevel anymore. But mitzvah, the mitzvah's nesina to the Kohen, that you haven't fulfilled. That you need, 140th, 150th, 160th, etc. That's the Noda Yehuda. He says, Lo kazmani bazeh, adamei olam. That's a very nice Noda Yehuda. Just the Achronim, our mayor, that it is a Tosas reading Kedushin, says this Beferish. The Tosas reading Kedushin, Daftun Ches, the end of the third parak, says, Umiyu, af al pisha mitzvaso bakach, on Ekamora Shmuel's on, over there in Kedushin, im eno rotze lakaya mitzvah zu, vatarm chita achas bikola kri, niskan, viyotzamide tivlo, elashalokie mitzvah nesina. It's Mamash of Brisker talking in Tosas Rid. Right? He says he was basakein, but he wasn't yotzim mitzvah nesina. The exact same idea as the Noda Yehuda. Anyway, but that's based on this idea of Shmuel of Chita Achas Poteres Zakri. Mida Araisa. Chita Achas Poteres Zakri, Mida Araisa. It can work. Because Nesina always has to be a Davar Chashuv. Nesina always has to be a Davar Chashuv. L'chora, yeah. Okay, and again, there are other Nafkaminas, and also this is a discussion in the Achronim by all mitzvahs Nesina. Well, mitzvahs Nesina, there's, whenever you're masakin anything, there's a tikkun and there's a nesina. Again, it relates to something that we discussed, I think, a few months ago. There's a taz in the beginning of Yeredeya. Is there a mitzvah to be mafrish from your field, truma, even if you're not going to eat from your field? So you're not going to eat from your field. Is there a mitzvah? So that connects to, is there a separate, and let's say you're not going to be able to give it to the kohen, or is there a separate mitzvah to nesina? So it relates to that. No, the Shemitah year, there's no trumas and maizos. Shemitah just lies fallow. Okay, weiter. The idach two dots. What's the next one of the 18? Amar Rabbi Bar Ami B'shei De'ula Afi Shech Shelo Baderech Lo Zekizin L'Nachri Baba Yom Gazru. The last parak in Masechta Shabbos called Parak Mishehich Shech. Right, that's this Mishnah. So if somebody's coming on the way in Rishus Harabim and it's almost Shabbos and he has his wallet in his pocket, what does he do? The Gemara assumes that a person is not going to do nothing. He has his wallet. He doesn't want to lose his credit cards. He doesn't want to lose his money. If you don't give him an out, he's going to carry his wallet. That's a given. So therefore, we allow, says the Mishnah, we allow him to give it to a guy, which is Amir La'akum, which is it's a Durabanan. You know, that's a Takana Durabanan to allow that in order to prevent him from doing the Oraisa. That's the next one on the 18. V'idach, what's the next one? Okay, now we're out of Tum and Tara. Amar Bali, Amar Avimi San Visa. Piton v'shmeinam v'yenon v'roseyam kulam yurches davar hein. These four items are one of the yurches davar. Piton, that's pasakum. Shmeinon, shemenakum. The Mishnah says shemenakum didn't last too long. Yenakum, right? Yain stam yenam. U'benosehen, and daughters. Right? The Gemara there is not for now. The Gemara says, what do you mean daughters? Daughter marrying out? The Gemara talks about yichud. Yichud of certain types of yichud are certain types of rabbanan, but all these things are part of the yurches dvar. So says the Gemara, ha nicha. So that's all. We finished. Ha nicha, Rebbe Meir. So everything. If you do the math, you have 18 according to Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir is the one who yesterday accepted the one about the cup under the gutter. Because Rashi here adds up. You have the nine at the beginning, the nine that make that have the status of shnios latuma, right? All the ones that pasul truma. You have those nine. Then you have the two from the previous Mishnah, in Korin la'araner and in Polin la'araner. That makes 11. Then you need seven more. So the seven are the ones that we just did the past 2 days. Sinar, that was from yesterday, and then you have Mardeya, the saddle case, Bnos Kusim. Bnos Kusim is assumed to be agreed to by everybody. Botzer, right, Botzer Lagat, Gidule Truma, Nosin Kiso, Pita Shmein Amchadus. If you add it all up, you have 18. But that fits if you have them all. Ella L'Reb Yossi. Ella L'Reb Yossi, Shivsar Havi. But according to Reb Yossi, altogether he has 17. He's missing one because he does not accept the case of the pipes, of the Tzinor. So the Gemara says there's one more. Ika Hadra Vacha Barada. Damer v'achabar adam, Rabbi Yitzchak, gazru al piton mishum shmeinan v'al shmeinan mishum yid. We're going to get to the extra one in a minute. They were gozer on bread of a guy, mishum pasakum, any bread that's baked by a guy. Right, well, it's a separate shear topic, but any pasakum, entomins, celadoros, that was all pasakum. The question is, why do a lot of us eat it today, if you don't eat pas Yisrael? But that's the original, this was the gzera. Al pita mishum shmeinan, just one line, Tosas already there says, it wasn't mekubal as much as bishalakum, that's why there are many more kulas. Val shmeinan mishum yenan, and oil mishum yenan. Al pita mishum shmeinan, so what does the Gemara say? On bread, they will go there on bread because of the oil of akum? Might only the shemen mipas. What do you mean, shemen is more chomer, that you make a gzera on bread because of oil? What does that mean? The Gemara says, you're right. Elo gazra al pitam v'shmeinon mishum yenon. They made a gzera on pas akum and shemen akum because of wine. Wine, Tosva says here that yain is besamach elokim anashim. Right, yain is more chashiv, therefore they made a gzera mishum yenon. V'yal yenon mishum b'dosehen. And on wine, mishum b'dosehen, so that you don't come to hang out with the daughters. V'yal b'dosehen of the non-Jews. V'yal b'dosehen mishum davar acher. And b'dosehen, the yiragozi mishum davar acher. Davar acher here, Rashi explains, means avodah zara. All of that was included in the first one. We agree to that. But now the next one is new. And that's what Rav Yossi includes for number 18. V'yal davar acher mishum davar acher. Another halacha because of another reason. So the Gemara says, "What are we playing? Playing games? My davar acher. What does that mean? What's the case?" So Amar Rach Bar Yitzchak, a totally separate gzera, nothing to do with Yain Nesach and Pasakum. Gazer al tinok nachri shematami beziva shelo yei tinok Yisrael ragel atzlo bemishkav zacher. They were gozer on a little boy, a non-Jewish boy, that he should be matami beziva, so that the little boys of the Jews and the non-Jews aren't playing all together, and therefore chas v'shalom that could lead to mishkav zacher. And therefore, they were gozer ziva on him, so that they stay away. So that's the extra one that Rabbi Yossi adds in. So the Gemara says, "Ihakli Rabbi Meir nami tishur havin." So lachora, we're assuming that Rabbi Meir agrees to that halacha, and that's a dindra banan. So if that was done on this day, so there were 19 altogether, according to him. Going back to the other shita. So the Gemara says, "No, ochlenu mashk kalim shidit b'mashkin b'chadah chashiv lahu." No, the one that we said, two out of the first nine that we said, ochlen and kalim that become tummy from mashkin, and they are. We worked out the details there that those are called shnios. Shnios Latuma, Midir Abanan, put those two together, and therefore that adds up to 18. Okay, so that's the sugya that we did, again, from Daf Yud Gimel Amabez to Daf Yud Zayin Amabez. That's the sugya of Yud Ches Dvarim in the first parak in Shabbos. Yeah. Well, according to one, we added one in for a person who excludes one. But then, at the end, we sum up and we try to add up everything. So once you add up everything, that person who had to add one in, still he ends up with 17. So we have to add one more in, according to him. That was right, according to Rabbi Yossi. So that's what the Gemara says. According to Rabbi Yossi, you're still missing one. Because if you add it all up, even if you add in Bnos Kusim, which we added in there, you're still going to be short one. So you had to add in another one. But then we go back, then according to the other sheet, that's going to be too much. That's where you're going to have to put two together. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we get back to Inyani Shabbos. And Inyanim of things, halachos that apply on Erev Shabbos. Again, today's shiur was Zechen Ishmas Yitzchak ben Shlomo Yehuda. And again, the Shikman Bris is 7 o'clock davening in Lawrence Cedarhurst, if anybody wants to go now or later. Amen.